at least. We were having technical difficulties for the past 40 minutes trying to work that out. We are now in our backup system, so we're at least going to get this game across the radio waves for you, at least for the time being, before something else goes wrong. But the good news is you're going to have an action-packed next 15 minutes of coverage. The regular season comes to a close tonight, and then it's all aboard on the road to Ford Field. Lakers, Harbor Beach, Marlette, and Reese have already punched their ticket to the postseason, and tonight serves as a final tune-up for some area playoff-bound teams, and for others, an optimistic bookend to the season.
Yeah, USA looks to join those group of teams as they go all in tonight and try and get their sixth win to make the playoffs. Harbor Beach, though, I'm sure, has other plans.
With the USA victory tonight, it could potentially put the Patriots into the playoff picture at 5-4, and we'll get to those details in a little bit. But first, let's direct our attention to last week's WLEW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Bannex. The Hatchets were fired up, came out with a 12-0 lead and 18-12 going into halftime, but then the Lakers answered the call in the second half.
Yeah, the Lakers in that game had 4 rushing touchdowns, 267 yards on the ground, and 54 plays, led by their star, Terrence Dubes. He had 26 carries, 164 yards, and 3 of those 4 scores.
It was a downhill running night for Dubes and the Lakers, also getting a push from Mauricio Diaz with 71 yards, and Dustin Cady for 39 yards. But we must give credit to the Bannex Hatchets, who had a game plan and stuck to it for majority of the night.
Yeah, Tommy Morneau, it was 10 for 17 passing for a 116 and 2 scores. He did have 1 turnover, and Bailey Hines and Tyler Labor accounted for all of the completed passes.
Outside of Morneau, Bannex had Matt McVay with 8 carries for 32 yards, and Tyler Labor rushed for 35 yards, including a touchdown. With the Laker win, though, they secured a playoff spot for the first time since 2009. So we, as behalf of WLW Sports, would like to officially welcome the Green Machine back to the postseason. Now, Dave, let's take a look at the other area games going on tonight, starting with 8-man football. Cardinal Mooney plays at Deckerville tonight.
Give me Deckerville, Clark.
He's taking Deckerville. Dryden at Kingston.
The home team again, Kingston.
Posen at Owen Gage. Posen beat up by Alpena.
Yeah, we did find that out in our time here, but I'll take the Bulldogs. I don't see why not.
And Akron Fairgrove at North Huron.
North Huron in that game.
And then CPS and Portland St. Patrick play tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, they do. I'll take CPS in that one.
CPS is strong for us this year. Now we have 3 more men to the field, and 11 men. Carroll at Cass City. Carroll 1-7 on the year.
Yeah, and going into Cass City, I'll take the home team.
Lakers at Imlay City. Imlay City yet to win a game this season.
And unfortunately, I don't see it happening either. I'll take Lakers.
Frankenmuth at Vassar. Same situation for Frankenmuth. They're 7-1, though.
Could be a good game, but I'll take Frankenmuth.
Armada at Marlette. Marlette coming off a big loss to Harbor Beach, ready to return their favor.
Marlette will rebound tonight with their 8th win.
And Algonac against Memphis.
Memphis is at a better team this year. I like them getting their 5th win tonight.
And that potentially could sneak them into the playoffs. And Dansville at Brown City.
I just think Brown City is a better team than what their record shows, 3-5. I'll take Brown City.
And KPAC at Sandusky.
I'll take Sandusky at home.
Both teams are 3-5 on the season there. Whitmore Prescott at 6-2 at Reese 7-1.
Could be our best battle of the night. I'm probably maybe biased rooting for the more local team, but I'll take Reese.
And Ubley at Bad Axe.
I've been struggling with this game, Clark, all week, and I'm going to go with the 1-7 Hatchets.
You're taking the Hatchets, all right. And then our game tonight, Harbor Beach at USA.
I think Harbor Beach wins, and I don't think it's that close, Clark.
Well, let's take a look at the Harbor Beach Fires currently. They're 7-1 and 5-0 as the outright Greater Thumb East Divisional Champions. Their only loss comes to Menominee back in week number 3. That was 41 days ago. The Pirates are coached by Troy Shelby, the commander of the fleet for 17 years now, with an overall record of 116-60, a 659 winning percentage, or if you're curious, over 3 times more than Prince Fielder's 2013 postseason batting average, which is 182.
Ooh.
Harbor Beach is coming off of a state championship in 2012 in Division 8, and some folks say are more equipped this year than last year.
I think that's a little offensive, Clark. That 2012 team was the best team in their division last year in the state. I think that's hard to say to that team, but this team is very good and has all the tools that they need to win the 2013 state championship.
In fact, the Sunrise Siders have won 28 of their last 31 games, dating back almost 3 complete seasons now. During that entire span, the Pirates have had only 1 quarterback, and he goes by the name of Eli Kraft.
Yeah, Clark, and I got to steal your line here tonight. He throws, he runs, he could coach the sidelines, and matter of fact, he does windows.
He does windows.
He ran for 71 yards against Marlette, had 2 touchdowns on the ground, threw for another 126, had 2 passing touchdowns, and oh, by the way, he had a pick 6.
in a game that was touted to be the biggest matchup in the East last week and turned out to be a lopsided victory, taking out Marlette and securing the Division 7 division title in the East 56-7.
You can credit Harbor Beach with forcing a lot of turnovers, but some of them Marlette killed themselves. They had two turnovers on special teams. They had multiple in the game, and Harbor Beach's defense is just quietly been the best part of their team this year.
Harbor Beach is starting to get well known for its potent offense, but its defense has been through the difference maker this season, with a top gun-like secondary not letting anything through.
Well, they don't allow any big runs. They don't allow anything through the air, and that's because of the strong secondary. Eli Kraft, Cook, Essemaker back there, these guys were all on that state championship team last year, and they know how to win and know what it takes, and their leadership has taken them this far.
With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would go 8-1 for the second season in a row. Now let's take a look at the USA Patriots. The Colonists are 4-4 on the season and 2-4 in Western Divisional play. Jason Beagle is the head coach for USA now in his fifth season. Over his 4.5 years as the general, Beagle has accumulated a record of 17-19. USA started out the season 3-0 with high hopes, but have since lost four of their last five games, which includes a tough loss last week at Reese, 47-0. The Patriots have shown they have what it takes to outflank their opponents. In their four wins, one being a forfeit from Dryden, they've outscored their opponents 146-40.
And those two losses have been tough, Clark, by 6 points, and one being an overtime to Vassar where they lost 26-20.
Our WLW Sports broadcast team, which includes Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, Kayla Carson, Associate Director of Media Relations, Dave Hansen, In-Game Analysis, and I'm Clark Ramsey, saw the Patriots back in week number five of the season, pulling away from Bad X in the second half with a final score of 54-20 in the lopsided win.
Yeah, and the horses there, Brandon Harper, had 231 yards on the ground and four touchdowns. He averaged just over 10 yards a carry. And Seth Gangler had 118 yards and two scores on the ground, and he averaged almost 8 yards a carry.
We've seen it a couple times this season that the offense can be a little stagnant at times, but then it's almost like a switch is flipped and the big horses jump out of the gate.
Yeah, and you know what? Gangler and Harper are going to have big games. They had 99 and 96 yards, 99 for Gangler last week, 96 for Harper, but no touchdowns, and that's about half of what they usually do in a game. That's about a half's worth of stats I just read to you. They normally have run for twice that, both of them.
And then both on about 21 or 22 carries, about half their typical average per carry. We've seen the Patriots open large holes in defensive lines, mostly in part of Brendan Ballard, a 6'6", 300-pound lineman.
And USA needs to work behind him early and often. He forces double teams, sometimes triple teams. They need to run behind him. He's a great lead blocker. And then the big key is to counter run and play action pass off of him for big gains.
With a win tonight over Harbor Beach, USA has the potential to sneak into the playoffs at 5-4. Which would be the first time since 2010.
Yeah, they have a tall task ahead of them, Clark, but they got nothing to lose, so you can bet Coach Beagle's going to pull out everything he's got tonight to try and make something happen.
Well, as the wind blows, 38 miles separate these two schools, but as the Sugar Beet truck is driven, it's about 46 miles now that South Van Dyke Road is open to the west side of Bad Axe. Harbor Beach High School has 252 students enrolled compared to USA's 285, 33 more for USA. Last year, the Patriots went 4-5, Harbor Beach 13-1. Offensively, USA has scored 174 points through seven games, or 24.8 points
per game. Harbor Beach through eight games has accumulated 377 points for an average of 47.1. So advantage goes to the Pirates by roughly 22 points on offense. Defensively, the Patriots have given up 154 points, or 22 points a game. The Orange and Black have allowed 86 points altogether, giving up an average of 10.7. Harbor Beach also with a defensive advantage by about 11 points. The Swashbucklers lead the historical series with a 24-15 record over USA, with the schools splitting the past four meetings 2-2. USA and Harbor Beach have both played each other every year since the 1973 football season, making this the 40th anniversary of this matchup. Both teams have made it to the Showcase Showdown, and both teams have brought home the grand prize, the state title. So, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Which school has made more state final appearances, USA or Harbor Beach?
Well, Clark, you actually gave a trivia question here where all the answers happen to fall within my lifetime.
Okay.
First time you've ever done that.
That's a good thing.